So if you have the white binder, the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantras are on the blue sheet. So we'll say the stanza. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to this Medicine Buddha lapis light. So let's chant the mantra 7 times. Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha. Now let's read the 4 measurables 3 times in English. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. If you turn to page 37, and let's chant Chen Rezig's mantra 8 times. He's the Buddha of great compassion. And then below that, Green Tara's mantra 7 times. She's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you. The children are welcome to go to their class now.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sandy Carlson, for those of you that don't know, and I am on the board of directors at Kadampa Center, and we're going to take just a few minutes this morning to give you kind of an update on where we are at the center and introduce you to a few people that some of you may not know. So I'm just going to start by saying, board members, would you please stand up? Okay, this is your volunteer board of directors at Kadampa Center. We've got Donna Cease of the SPC, David Strievel, our treasurer. I've got Robbie Watkins back there, their center director, Hemant Pandya, who's past president and who gives me a lot of help here. Becca, I was looking at Christy, and it's just like, I've got Becca Zuvich, who is the co-president of the board. I've got Erin Sloan, who is our newest board member. Please thank her immensely for joining our group. It's a big deal. And I know you've got to take care of children. We all wear multiple hats, so run, be free. Julie Jones is not here. She actually lives in Louisville, Kentucky, but she was one of the founding members and is still involved very, very in-depth here at Kadampa Center. If you're watching, hi, Julie. And so we need to give her a huge thanks for being involved with us for these many years. And to answer a quick question as to what does the board do? Ready? Our mission, we are a spiritual community committed to transforming the minds and lives of individuals and societies into the highest ideals of enlightened wisdom, compassion, and skillful action through the study and practice of Tibetan Buddhism and the Gelugpa tradition. That's a wonderful mouthful. What does it actually mean? We have created this space with amazing teachers and a wonderful community.
Amazing teacher here.
We need to name that. And what do we do? This place is for the learning and practice of enlightened wisdom, love and compassion for the benefit of all. How to be happier people. It's that simple. And so we are also part of the Foundation for the Preservation of the Mahayana Tradition, another mouthful. And that's an international family of city and retreat centers, monasteries, publishing houses, hospices, and healing centers around the world. We have a larger community that we are a part of, and there's a very special community out there. As most leadership positions, we are all volunteers, and our focus is furthering our mission, strategy, and goals. We need to be fiscally responsible and ensure the Kadampa Center continues to thrive and be here for another 28 years and beyond. We are in our 28th year. And so there has been a lot of work behind the scenes for years. And it's our charge to try to continue that beautiful lineage that we've already been given. And contrary to what many of you might think, we do not have a huge, large budget. We do not have total boundless dollars. So our work here is a little bit more challenging than some of you might think. So just bear with us as we go through things. We are all volunteers, and I think that it's our job to just help you all practice and learn and be here for each other. So if you ever have any questions about the board, what we do, the things that we're trying to focus on, please talk to any one of us. We are here, we are available, and we want to be very connected. So I'm dead serious. If you want to ask a question, if you want to make a comment, track me down. I'll have a cup of coffee with anybody. It may take a little time to schedule, but I promise you that we will do it. I'm going to introduce Robbie Watkins as our center director. We're just going to kind of do a little bit of a round robin here and try not to take up too much of our very precious teaching time.
Thank you very much, Sandy. My name is Robbie Watkins. I'm the center director. That's a position I'm appointed by the board of directors with the approval of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, who is the spiritual director of the entire FPMT. I appoint the spiritual program coordinator, who you'll be hearing from later, probably, in my opinion, the most important position among the volunteers at Kadampa Center. And I work very closely with our center manager and the management team. My position is one of big pictures. I'm the connection between Kadampa Center and the FPMT, the worldwide organization Sandy mentioned. We're over 170 centers now. But I report directly to not only to the board of directors here, but to the board of directors of the FPMT and to Lama Zopa Rinpoche himself to make sure that Kadampa Center is completely aligned with supporting the wishes and goals of our teachers. Lama Zopa Rinpoche, who has so kindly sent us Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo. So lots of times we don't realize how important the FPMT is to the existence of Kadampa Center, but without Lama Zopa and the structure that he supports, we really wouldn't have what we have here. So we need to always keep that in mind. Sandy introduced all the board members. I'd like to give a special thanks to Steve Hale, who has served his term of incarceration or whatever you want to call it on the board for the past 2 years and has now gone off the board, and he'll be serving as a consultant to us as he already is. So next is
Donna Cease, our SPC. And another point that I want to make is that Donna volunteers her time. I think many times we assume everybody gets paid here, and I wish that was the case. And sometime when we win the lottery or are able to just do some wonderful things, we'll be able to pay the people that I think that give so much of their time so freely and their expertise. And Donna is one of those people. So Donna Cease.
Good morning. It's great to see you all. I had to boil everything that we do in spiritual programs down into a chewable bite. We provide a variety of opportunities for spiritual experience at the Kadampa Center for people at all levels through our teachings, classes, meditation, various types of practice, and holy days. Our very foundations, living in the world right now, as Sandy and Robbie both referred to, are His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who is the leader of our lineage in the Gelugpa lineage in the Tibetan Buddhism, and of course Lama Zopa Rinpoche, who is the spiritual director of FPMT. Bringing that home, here are our precious Geshes, who are at Kadampa Center thanks to Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Geshe Gelug offers regular Dharma teachings on Sundays that are aimed at helping us live happy lives, and deeper, more advanced teachings on Wednesdays. And he also leads retreats and guides us in deeper practices. And he offers a lot of guidance to me. Thank you so much. And and to our nuns and to the members who ask for guidance. Geshe Sangpo gives Dharma teachings and also encourages us to broaden our spiritual paths by engaging in merit-making practices such as prostrations and making offerings. As an expert in Tibetan Buddhist ritual, he also teaches us how to perform ritual activities. And currently, he has just started teaching a class on the seven limb practice on Thursday nights. So you're welcome to come. We're also blessed with three nuns here and one who's teaching in Florida, who arose from within our own membership, which is really an amazing thing. And they assist spiritual programs in a lot of ways, both visible, as with Venerable Lama, much of her work is very visible, and Venerable Kondo and Venerable Chuki do a lot of things behind the scenes. As an FPMT center, we offer several Dharma courses that were developed by FPMT. Biggest one is probably Discovering Buddhism. That's a two-year course that meets on Monday nights. And then we have two introductory courses, Buddhism in a Nutshell and Meditation 101, that meets on Tuesday nights and now also on Thursday mornings, so people who are free in the daytime can come and take those classes. We invite several visiting teachers each year who bring a new perspective, and they often really inspire us because they're Westerners who have accomplished so much in their spiritual path, so it's an inspiration to us. It's important to bring the teachings into our hearts through the practices that increase our understanding. So we offer a lot of different ways to deepen that practice. On Sunday mornings, we have meditation, silent meditation, right before the teachings at 9 a.m. We have guided meditation on the first Saturday of each month, and a full-day silent guided meditation on the second Saturday of each month, and that one allows you to get a little deeper into the Lamrim and the Dharma. We also have pujas. We have Guru Puja, Medicine Buddha Puja, and Tara practice every month. We do merit-making and purification practices with Geshe Sangpo. We observe all the Buddha holy days, which are an amazing opportunity to gain merit because they're merit-multiplying days, so they're like supercharged days, and so it's good to have an opportunity to come and do practice here. And we're not a retreat center, but we do attempt to offer weekend retreats a couple of times a year, either here at the center or off-site if that's available. And just before I got up to speak, I realized that we offer something in spiritual programs 6 days a week. There's something going on almost every weeknight, almost every Saturday, definitely every Sunday. The only time that we don't have a spiritual program on a regular basis is Friday. So that's really an amazing thing. And I'm so glad that all of you come and take part in one part or many parts of all of that. And we're so glad to have you here because we couldn't do this without students who come and want to learn. So thank you. Yes, and a big thing that's not ongoing. One of the biggest events that we do with spiritual programs, it happens every few years when we're up to Lama Zopa Rinpoche's guidance, is the Light of the Path retreat. It started off as a 2-week retreat. Now it's a 4-week retreat. It happens right up in Black Mountain, which is just four hours drive away. Let me be honest. I can't lie here in the Gampa. And Light of the Path is just such an amazing opportunity. One of the great benefits, side benefits, for those who can't get out of town to go to it is that Lama Zopa Rinpoche comes here. Now, with more than 150 centers or projects all around the world, it's not easy to get him to a place on a regular basis, and he comes here and gives a teaching. So that's really amazing. And the eye-opening thing about going to the retreat is that you do spend a lot of time hearing teachings from this really powerful teacher, and the more time you spend hearing him, the more you get that. And on a different level, as Sandy mentioned, we're this worldwide organization with people from all over the world, and you go and you're in contact with them, and a lot of them, they've been students of Rinpoche's for 20, 30, 40 years. They're at a whole other level. And so you get exposed to people who are at this level of practice. You get exposed to those levels of practice. And I don't know how many people I've talked to, and I can include myself in that group, who go for a weekend or a week or even, if they're lucky enough, for the whole retreat. And it really is a life-changing experience. I'm sorry I got into advertising here, but we will have another Light of the Path retreat August and September next year. So put it on your calendars now. Start talking to your bosses about getting some time off and come to it. Okay, thanks.
It's okay. We're all passionate about what we do. I want to make another point that, in a way, to sideways introduce the person that is about to speak. As one of, I think it used to be about 72 FPMT centers worldwide, I used to be able to say we were the only center, FPMT center, that offered the Dharma free of charge. In the 28 years of our existence, we have never charged for the Dharma. Because we're still in existence, because we're still doing things, because we are unique as an urban center who does not charge for the Dharma, I believe that some of the other centers are taking notice and perhaps trying this experiment of not charging for the Dharma. Now, that said, that makes the job of our treasurer, David Strievel, quite a bit harder. Because we're donation only, it ebbs and flows with everything. So, again, David Strievel is our treasurer. He's going to give you an update as to where we are. And I, again, appreciate what he has done, because we can't just know that this money's coming in. We don't charge membership, so we can't, you know, just have this steady flow of money that just grows on trees. And he has to keep a close watch on all of this, because there is an ebb and flow to the fact that we don't charge. And so that makes his job 100 times harder. So, David Strievel.
Thank you, Sandy. We're not going to do PowerPoints this morning. We're just going to tell you a few numbers, which will be more brief, although maybe more baffling. So, last year's budget, how did we do? We had a budget of $263,000. And good news, donations came up to $12,000 over budget. While at the same time, expenses were $13,000 below budget. So we had a $25,000 surplus for last year, which, of course, we just keep in the checking account and we use it to pay this year's expenses. So then, late last year, we had the annual appeal. That's where we ask for your donations, one-time and monthly commitments. And we had a goal of $204,000, and pledges actually came up to $208,000. So that was great. Now, that represents about 80% of all the money we bring in a year. So now, turning to this year, of course, we've formulated a budget, and it is at $248,000, down $15,000 from last year, although we would like to offer pay increases, and there was a need for more hours for one of our employees. We did not do that. We just feel like times are tough, and so no pay increases, no benefit increases this year for our Geshes or for our staff of 1.5 people. And so that's how we're keeping the budget to $248,000 this year. So now let's review how we're doing year to date. Income so far this year through a couple of days ago is $50,000. Expenses are $54,000. Not quite so good. That leaves the deficit at $4,000 so far this year. And in fact, we have this annual pattern where we get a lot of one-time donations right in the end of a year and a little bit in January. And then by February, that all stops, and we just have the monthly annual appeal money coming in along with some other things. So we usually have a deficit every month from February through about October, and that's already starting, that's why we have money on hand in our checking account, which we hope will be adequate. And the normal annual pattern is deficit every month, February, March, April, May, and usually around, like last year around September, we were down to $11,000 in the checking account, and then there's a big surge of giving. So we hope that'll work out fine this year. And as of this week, we have about $75,000 in our checking account. That's 3 months' worth of expenses, which will the amount on hand will probably dwindle throughout the year. Our only big debt is our mortgage, and we have been steadily paying on that. We've had a mortgage ever since we moved here, and we've been paying it down. And the good news is it's down to $44,000, which is only 25 more months of payments. And we look forward to paying that off. So in case you would like more details, they really are public. They are available to you. Many of them are on the website. If you look at the About Us section, there's a little item there for budgets and income and expense reports. And by tomorrow, the ones for this year will be up there, so that you can take a look, and you're welcome to ask questions at any time. So that concludes our treasurer's report. Thank you for your generosity.
And we only exist by the generosity of all of us, and that is an amazing fact that we have for, 28 years not charged, and just by generosity. David does do an immense amount of work with this. Everybody does. And I appreciate that. Now, who are the people that actually do a lot of the work around here? I'm going to introduce at this point. I did exactly what I shouldn't have done. Turn my page first. The hub of our center right now is somebody that has kind of brought everything in so that we're not frazzling so much, okay? And that's Jill Marie, our center manager.
I think she's got a mic already. So in some ways, she's kind of hubbed us so that the things that come into the board and out of the board, the things go to the management team. So we kind of have a little bit of a hub that we can swirl around is the best way I can put it. That's Jill, my non-swirler. So there you go.
I think swirling defines it really well. What do you think, Amanda? So I didn't prepare a very long report because I just wanted to say what the role is. And Amanda and I just work tight as ticks. We are really good together at just keeping everything flowing. So to the best of my abilities, I try to fulfill the wishes of our teachers. And liaison between the board and the management team and our teachers and the volunteers, the groups, the individuals, the members, the visitors, the pests and the mice and the other beings and the garden and everything else. So it's all to just make our center run smoothly and to make things feel comfortable for you. Not so comfortable so you don't feel like you have to do anything, but just comfortable enough that you feel welcome and, and ready to be here and listen to the teachings. And then the other big piece is raising all the funds for the center with IGC teams. So we have committees of the board, and then we have subcommittees of the board, and sometimes we have sub-subcommittees of the board. So setting all these things up, they aren't really committees that are like in that maybe way that you're thinking about it. We come in and come out like Hetty was on one. We come in, solve a problem, and then they can go back to their work and maybe do another role later. So these coming in and out of these committees situations and getting to work with all of you guys is the goal of what we try to do. So thank you.
I'm just going to have you pass to Amanda. Since she already spoke about Amanda, Amanda is our office manager. So she's also one of she's the
half.
Okay. But it's one of these things where I don't know how she's able to accomplish so much, being that she's only a half a person. So, and then now you can talk about the three hats that you wear here.
Awesome. Okay. So, I'm Amanda. Hi, everybody. I wanted to first thank everyone who's spoken and thank everyone who's here today. So the first hat, the half hat that I wear, I work with Jill as the office manager. So I'm responsible for all of this fun stuff behind the scenes. So I get to handle all the bookkeeping and banking processes, which is super fun, and liaison with our accountant and the treasurer. So I love working with David. I maintain the center's database. And so I also do the email support for the info email. So if you ever send an email to that, that's me answering you, and also the office email. So that's me. Also, another hat that I wear in a volunteer role on the management team is as the bookstore manager. So a special shout out to Dan Brooks, who still is responsible for ordering the books and getting the materials for special teachings and classes and stuff. He's fantastic. I also do all of the sales reports for the bookstore and organize schedules and recruit volunteers. If anyone's interested in volunteering for the bookstore, you can see me after the teachings today. We love our volunteers for the bookstore, so thank you. And I'm going to speak on behalf of the Kadampa Center Prison Project. The Prison Project manager is not here today. I'm a part of the Prison Project, but I'm not the manager of it. And to speak on it, just really quickly, one thing that we do, we teach classes in 5 correctional facilities right now within North Carolina, all throughout the state, sometimes 2 and 3 hours away. Organize and practice support with incarcerated individuals by offering Dharma pen pals or Dharma materials for them, and also reach out to other types of institutions. So right now we're currently teaching in a psychiatric institution as well. So that's one thing that Prison Project does. And the manager's name is Barb Baranski. I'm speaking on behalf of her today for the Prison Project.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda. I'm just going to go right down the line. And there's information on the website if you want to find out more or are interested in any of these. Heather Sanderson is our hospitality, I would say, queen.
Party
whatever
girl.
You want to say. And Heather stepped in many, many years ago to help with some of the special events that we had, and we've been trying to cultivate her into a position, and she finally took this little step in. Okay, she's been behind the scenes for a very long time, and I appreciate all of the years past, and now she's dipping her toe in, and we're going to keep working on that one, just so you know.
Thank you, Sandy. So again, my name is Heather. Hospitality, woohoo. The purpose of hospitality at the Kadapa Center is to create space for our members to connect and really build that sense of community among us. And the way we do that is hosting social engagement opportunities. So, for example, today is a Sunday tea, hint, hint. And we do 12 Sunday teas once a month, the end of every month. And thanks to Vivian for her culinary expertise, because we take advantage of those greatly. And then also, we do 4 quarterly parties. So we have one coming up this April. I'll talk about that later. And then we also, thanks to Susan Potter, where is she? Is she here? Okay, she's not here today, but I do want to give an appreciation to Susan. So for a small, informal, every Saturday we do our dinners at 6. We have a standing reservation at Aladdin's Eatery in North Hills, which has been really successful. So if you don't have something going on Saturday, come to join us at Aladdin's Eatery. And then this year we're starting our small social groups, another way for us to connect intimately through common interests and hobbies, and to keep practicing our Dharma. So thank you.
Thank you. And I'm Christy Batts, is our family program coordinator, and our family program is one of the really highlights of Kadapa Center. And the FPMT actually looks at our family program and models it, attempts to model it. So Christy now is wrangling. I mean, I had, like, you know, 4 kids, and I can't even imagine trying to take care of this many. So Christy Batts.
Okay, so I have 3 talking points, because there's a lot of details that go into taking care of the kids here at Kadapa Center and the parents that go with them. But I coordinate about 20 volunteers at the moment that make up our Sunday morning program team, and they teach right now 3 different classes, teens, elementary, and then nursery. And then I advocate for all the children of Kadapa, just considering their unique needs, no matter what events that we're having or guest teachers that are coming. And then I coordinate an annual summer family Dharma camp that has about 20 families that come and learn how to implement daily Dharma practice into their families.
She makes it sound so easy. She made it sound very simple and very easy. There is so much work that goes behind all of this stuff. Tim is, we're welcoming Tim to the new facilities key leader position. And so that's, again, there's a lot of work that goes. Tim?
I'm the facilities project manager. I coordinate with Jill Marie on repairs and improvements. I coordinate with the Handy Helpers volunteer team, and I also coordinate with Joey Gooch groundskeeping on any repairs and improvements there. And we're always looking for volunteers. If you want to find out what the Handy Helpers are, see me afterwards. Sign up. Skills, no skills, doesn't matter.
Warm bodies. Okay, and then another just critically important position on our management team is Elise Strievel in outreach. In many ways, she's the heart of the opportunities that we have for sharing.
Thank you. We got a lot of hearts in here. So the outreach mission is to reach out to both the internal and the external communities to forge connections. We make an effort to honor the wishes of all of our teachers, from our precious His Holiness the Dalai Lama all the way to our own dear Geshe's, to experience one another's sameness through interaction and service. We need to practice what our teachers teach. So we do this in 3 ways. First, community education per their request. We don't try to go and convert or proselytize. We second, compassion and action service projects. And third, our affiliation with the Triangle Interfaith Alliance. So in last calendar year, from January to December 2018, here's all the stuff you all guys did. First, in education, there were presentations about Buddhism, most here at the center with a tour. We presented to 8 different college, middle school, high school, and community groups, a total of 396 individuals. Additionally, hundreds of students and community people were present when we did the San Mandala Green Tower Thin Mandala event at Elon University with Geshe Sangpo. So a lot of people are really curious and interested in the Buddhist philosophies. Second, our Compassion in Action service projects. You guys, love notes for Meals on Wheels, a total of almost 2,000 notes written and delivered to people in need. Eyeglass collection for Satya Sai Free Healthcare Day, a total of 40 eyeglasses collected to give to people for free so they could see. Food bank collection, you got together almost 1,000 pounds of food for people in need. So thank you. The third item, the Triangle Interfaith Alliance affiliation, we participated in 3 interfaith prayer services and an annual meeting with members of Buddhist, Baha'i, Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, Jain, Hindu, Satya Sai, Jewish, Muslim, Native American, and unaffiliated friends and neighbors. We provided lots of opportunities to learn about these different faiths and cultures, and we participated in a dialogue with NC State Interfaith Retreat Workshop. Thank you all. And we're going to bang it up better this year.
Okay, so I saved our media team for last because of a very, very important point. That, in a nutshell, is what the media team does for us. And not only for us here in the center, but online in the streaming, we have people from streaming. The potential is worldwide. And I do know that sometimes the FPMT centers around the world are watching. I know that I use this all the time because in my busy world, I don't have the opportunity to come as often as I want to. And it is literally because of them that I can continue to get the Dharma. So Chris Baranski and Brian Dyer.
That's irony right there. Along with Brian Dyer, I'm Chris Baranski. We handle all the speakers in the ceiling, all the microphones, all the cameras, all the batteries changing, which is very important. And like Sandy demonstrated, that's what we do.
They do, again, there's so much behind the scenes, and we're doing a very brief overview here.
Also, myself, personally, I go to Caledonia for prison project events with people there, and I'm on the Triangle Interfaith Alliance with Elise. So,
okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
that is your management team.
They do not get enough props for all of the work that they do, and almost every single one of them wears multiple hats here. So it's the volunteering. Imagine Kanapa Center without these volunteers. Imagine Kanapa Center without any volunteers. We couldn't exist. We literally could not exist. So this is all interdependent. I was trying to be, and I was looking up very profound quotes to end on service and volunteerism, and I literally was working. It was fun. Do it for an hour. Just Google quotes for volunteerism, and you'll come up with some beautiful, beautiful sayings and quotes that really make you think. But I kept coming back to the quote that Geshe Gelug has been using and teaching on here and there for actually years from Mother Teresa, the simple path. Silence is prayer. Prayer is faith. Faith is love. And love is service. And that's why we do it. So the fruit of service is peace. So that's what I want to leave you on. Thank you all for your time. There'll be many things coming up in weeks and months that it will allow volunteer opportunities for all of you. Please watch for them and join us in the service for Kanapa Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Maybe would you mind to introduce to yourself each other? Maybe 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Only 3 minutes. Oh, very good. You are doing good. You recite the mantra? Yeah, very good.
Whenever I come in late, I have to be out there to 10:45. So it's no disrespect to you.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Hello, how are you? Good to see you.
No one ever comes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you so much. Hello, Alex, how are you? Yeah. Oh, good to see you. What is your name?
How are you, Jesse?
Very good. Sorry, because you came here, that there's all this. How are you, Elizabeth? Good to see you.
Yeah. Our anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, 30 years. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. So what are you going to do tomorrow?
Work. That's nice. We spend time.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's good. I'm very happy.
Thank you.
I said it to Alex many times. I was so happy that Alex met Elizabeth.
Me too.
Yeah. I thought that Alex is such a wonderful person. I'm worried he's going to meet somebody who does not support his philosophy.
I'm lucky.
Yeah, you're lucky. Sure. Yeah. Very happy.
Well.
Oh, very good, very good.
My mom asked, I'll let you go. I knew
okay.
You were going to go, but my
okay.
Mom said to please give me a
okay, okay. Okay. Yeah. Hello, Brown, how are you?
No. Don Brown, special delay.
So, did you think about my medication?
Huh?
My medication?
We have to.
So, last few Sunday, I think like not few, maybe last 2 months or maybe 2 months, we've been talking about the importance of compassion. So, importance of compassion. So, then based on that, you know, so I've been explaining last Sunday, I started to explain this mantra. That the prayer wheel that I turn, and this is called six syllable mantra. So that's the mantra of compassion. So if we recite this mantra with with some kind of mindfulness, so then this mantra will help to enhance our compassion. Okay, so. I briefly explained this mantra last Sunday. Did I finish? Probably not. So usually I never finish anything. So this morning I've been thinking love, so champa. In Tibetan words called champa, love. It looks like according to the teachings, so I'm not sure about experience, according to experience, but according to the teachings, it looks like that no love, that there will be no compassion. Please think about it, okay, what do you think? So now, if there's a case, so I'm not sure, based on experience, but based on the teachings, it says that no love, no compassion. So we need to analyze, okay, So now, how to develop love? What is the cause to generate love within our mindstream, and how to develop love? What is the main cause? So there's something to think about. What's the main cause? So then it becomes a little bit tricky when you say, I love pizza. So then I'm not sure how to develop that cause. What is the cause for that? To develop love towards pizza? Love for pizza, not dislike. So that's kindness. So then, without other kindness or others participating, which one's better to say? I'm not sure. There will be no Amazon. There will be Facebook. Facebook means nothing. Amazon means nothing without others participation. So because of others, they become successful. They may not consciously remember that, but that's the reality, that's the truth. That's the truth. So now, how often do we think about kindness? How often? How often do we think about kindness? So there's many, many, you know, when it comes down on, generally speaking, when it comes down on parents, we don't become like this right from the birth. We are raised, you know, totally based on care and love, affections. That's why, generally speaking, that's how we brought it up. And so much sacrifice has been put there in order for our well-being. So now, according to the teachings, is this the first time that we become human? Each person needs to ask, is this the first time I become human being? Before that, I was a piece of rock or a piece of tree. So then tree become human. So there's something needs to be analyzed. Something needs to be analyzed. Or is this the first and last? Or is this happened many times? Or is going to happen many times in the future? Hard to say. So each person needs to think about it. Of course, according to Buddhism, yeah, this is not the first time. It's not the last one. It happened many times. It's the continuation of something. It's the continuation of something. So what I'm trying to say, my point here is I'm trying to explain the base. Trying to explain the base, how you can open up your heart towards all the living beings, not just yourself. So then, you know, it's so much been said in the text, our relationship between you and your mother and your parents. There's so much been said. And when I'm reading that, none of that I usually think about daily basis. None of that. None of that occur in my mind. I'm so much caught up with this, just this appearances. You know, I kind of forget all this kindness has been provided to me, I never think about them. So that's why it's harder to develop love. If you love, the cause of the love is to recalling the kindness. If you don't remember the kindness, it's hard to generate love towards friend, towards parents, towards close one, loved one, and it's hard. So that's why it's hard. You know? So therefore, it's very important. If you really want to develop some love in your mind stream, so according to the text, what it suggests is to remember the kindness. Remember the kindness of others. So then you develop love. So then there's a possibilities to develop compassion. So then the result of compassion will be joy. Joy. Joy is the result of compassion. So now the compassion, you know, I've been talking to one person in one of my friends in Florida. He said word compassion does not express the meaning of compassion. So the meaning of compassion is much deeper than the word compassion. The Tibetan word we call ningje. Then it sounds also like, you know, like If you literally translate that word into English, then it sounds like a little bit negative. Negative. Pity. So then, you know, here people say pity, and then they say, oh, this is not really positive things. So then I, if I say ninja, so then very little people understand Tibetan word. So now, today, maybe there's very limited time here. So if you don't mind to say a little bit about how in the West, how you define compassion without pressure, no pressure. So I just want to learn. You want to learn, I want to learn. How you define compassion. So that's one. So then then maybe later you can probably, if you want to say something, the police do. So then I'm going to finish this mantra first, okay? So maybe brief review, okay? So this is called six-syllable mantra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's two of them together, then the six. So I briefly explain. So if there's somebody new here, so maybe brief review. The first one, if you are doing yoga practice, probably you are very familiar with this word Om. Om. So there's actually three letters together. When you say Om, A, U, Ma, A symbolize body, U symbolize speech, Ma symbolize mind, the body, speech, mind. That's the meaning of that word Om, is body, speech, mind. And what you're trying to do, you're trying to transform your body, speech, mind into something very pure. So that's the meaning. When you say word Om, you're trying to transform your body, your speech and mind into something very pure. Stainless and pure, yeah. That's the meaning of Om. So that's color, color-wise is white. Okay, white, Om. Then that helps you to overcome from pride. So there is some benefit if you, when you say the word Om, if you contemplate what it means overcome or freedom from pride or arrogant or pride. Okay, so that will serve the purpose if you contemplate. Otherwise, if you just say it, if you just mumble the word, then maybe there will be some benefit, but not much benefit. Okay, Om. So then the second syllable is called Ma. Color is like green color in green. Then it also helps you to overcome from jealousy. Okay, jealousy. Much. Ni, brief review. That's like yellow. And it will help you to overcome from negative doubt. But I explained there's three different types of doubt. Equal doubt, negative, then tending towards negative, tending towards positive. First there's negative doubt. Or am I precious or not precious? Or maybe I'm not precious because blah, 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 blah. So then you read, then you listen, then you think, oh, I read some books in Buddhism that describes this life as so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. So when I analyze each reason they explain, looks like it's very true. So then before, you know, like not precious. So now then you like now just equal doubt. Or maybe it's precious, maybe it's not. Before it's totally tending towards negative, oh, this is not precious. There's nothing precious about my life. You know, I'm so and so, blah, 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 you know. So then after that, equal doubt, maybe or maybe not. So then tending towards more towards positive, maybe it is precious. So that's no positive doubt, not that kind of doubt. It helps you to overcome from negative doubt, okay, negative doubt. that's ni. So now this word two together, money means jewel. Oh, no. Again, please. Needs to visual demonstrations. You know, when you look at this, all this art, you know, there are, you see this symbol everywhere, this symbol. That's how it looks like, wish-fulfilling jewel looks like. If you have one of them, you can just sit, relax, do nothing. Oh, I like to have wonderful breakfast. You just visualize all the sudden breakfast will appear. That's called wishful dream joke. So I'm not I don't think this one, but this one looks like. This one is not the real one. It just looks, there's the shape, how it looks, that's how they paint it. and all the stars there. No? So this called money means jewel, rich living jewel. So that is altruistic attitude, okay? Cherishing others. That is wish fulfilling jewel. Money means wish fulfilling jewel, symbolize cherish the altruistic attitude, cherishing others. That is wish fulfilling jewel. It really fulfills all your wishes. That is the wish fulfilling jewel. That symbolizes money, okay? So now, pet here, pet, that's like dark blue color, dark blue. Dark blue. So that will help you to, that helps you to overcome from like ignorance. Ignorance means not knowing. Not knowing. It helps you to develop wisdom. It helps you to develop wisdom. Ignorance. Mainly, it helps you to overcome from ignorance. That's called pe. Okay? So now here, there's pe. So then let it come here, then this goes here to there. It's kind of like Buddhist PowerPoint presentation. not precise like Western PowerPoint presentation, but it's kind of like that. That's later, you know, it's kind of a little bit difficult. Me, that's supposed to be pale, dark blue, like medicine Buddha color, dark blue. Me, now here, me. Last number, syllable number 5. Me is red. So that helps you to liberate from the pain of attachment. It will free you from the pain of attachment. So that's red. So now the who, also blue, dark blue, also dark blue. Helps you to overcome from hatred, anger, pain, severe pain. Anger is considered as a severe pain. This last word will help you to overcome from that. If you contemplate, when you say it, it will help. Okay. Otherwise, as I mentioned before, it's just mumbling the word. So now, again, money, jewel, symbolize altruistic attitude. Padma, which means lotus. Lotus symbolize purity. So this is very important. Oh, you may think, oh, like I'm because I don't like myself, I'm this and that, you know, like that. Lotus was born in the muddy pond. When it grows, it's free from mud. Now is the best reason, you know. You can't, it's like lotus, even though there's all around here, there's mud, like, how is there, murky water. You should not think that's you. We should think like we are like lotus. It will grow. That's like your true nature. True nature. You could say Buddha nature, your true potential is pure. Temporarily covered by all this, like sky covered by a cloud. The cloud on the sky, they are temporarily. Similarly, all these disturbing thoughts are there temporarily. But the true nature is like diamond. Doesn't matter, you cut, you break, it's never going to be diamond, still it's going to be diamond. You cover that with a dirty cloth, but the nature of diamond never change. Similarly here, we have all these disturbing thoughts, unfortunately, here, there, you know, all come there, but that is not the true nature. True nature is pure, so that's something very important to focus on, to need to understand, okay? So now, Pema is lotus, and here is symbolized wisdom. So now method, one wing, altruistic attitude. Wisdom, another wing, that's wisdom. So then one could fly easily. If you have two wings, then you can fly. Similarly here, these are altruistic attitude which symbolize method, lotus, which symbolizes wisdom, and with the, together with the wisdom and altruistic attitude, or you could say bodhicitta, then life will reach highest level. Life will, you know, moves on, you know, like happiness to happiness. So you need not just compassion, you need both. You need bodhicitta, also you need wisdoms. So now last word, whom, it means unification. Unification? Unifications? You understand? Unification of wisdom and method. This, the whom symbolized for the sake of knowledge. Next time, when you go to, when you are planning to go to Mount Everest, you will see a lot of you will see a lot of mantras being written on the rock. You can proudly explain to some other tourists what it means. Yeah, so at least, you can surprise them. That's the mantra of compassion, okay? I hope you took note. So then please, you know, explain to others what it means. This is the mantra of compassion. So compassion. No love, there will be no compassion. No compassion, there will be no joy. Is that true? It's time to analyze. It's time to analyze. What is required to develop compassion? First and foremost, we have to understand that you and me, we both are looking for happiness. Every single second, I'm looking for happiness, and you're looking for the same thing, you're looking for happiness. Every single second, you're trying to avoid even the tiniest difficulties. I do the same thing. So that, on that basis, you and me, there's no differences. We are equal, equal. So that, that realization is badly needed in order to develop compassion. Doesn't matter, Tibetan, or don't just assume, oh, Tibetan, they don't need happiness. That's not true. Tibetan also looking for happiness. Or don't think that, oh, these people, this group of people, they are not looking for happiness. That's wrong. Even the animal, even the cat and dog, they are also looking for happiness. So that, I've been said this many times, why I've said this many times, is very, very critical. Once you realize, once you are aware, that other person is looking for happiness and you are looking for happiness, and on that basis, there's no differences. Equal, same. So, what do you do? What will you do? You provide them some kind of happiness, or you create some kind of problems. When you create problems, that other person will not appreciate. More likely, that person will not become close to you. That person will not have any positive view on you. So that create divisions. Divisions. That's unfortunate. Divisions. That's not just divisions by border. It's like division by feeling. So then you have some extra worry to worry about someone that you don't, someone who don't like you. There's some fear, fear will rise. So therefore, this understanding, this knowledge is very critical in order to develop compassion, which heals you. So it is time to analyze. Okay, time to analyze. So protect others like yourself, the way you protect yourself, and you get immense benefit. Good person, warm-hearted person has more friend. Is it true? Regardless, believer, not believer, atheist, if you are a good person, everybody will say you are good persons, not based on your religion, based on your heart, that you define as a good or bad person, good persons, based on your heart, how you, if you care, if you are more caring, more loving, more compassionate, everybody enjoy that, even animals. So that's very, that's the truth. That's the truth. So it's very important. It's very important to understand that. So therefore, you know, so then you protect others as yourself, the way you protect yourself. So then your life will be better off. Your life will be much, much better. Much, much better. Oh. It's like being kind of like negative, kind of like critical, pessimistic. So that's not to live the life. That's not how we should live our life. We should live our life with compassionate, more caring, more loving. So that will, you know, bring more friends, less fear, more joy. Then that joy will bring more, like the benefit for the health. The blood pressure will be balanced, much balanced. Blood pressure will be much balanced. So that's what, you know, I said last few Sundays. So then all my friends here, you come here, so then please try. First, analyze. Is that true? No recalling kindness, there will be no love. Is that true? Time to analyze. Or, what is the cause to develop love or champa? Is that true? There's no love, no compassion. Is that true? Need time to analyze. Is that true? If you have no compassion, there will be no joy. Is that true? Time to analyze. Need to analyze. I'm not asking you to just believe. I'm asking you to analyze, okay? So then, you know, I try to do that every day. All my best, you know, that I heavily rely on prayer that I say, so I try to be mindful. Most of the time, I'm just not being mindful. Just mumbling the word. Just mumbling the word. So, and sometimes, then I, you know, trying to remind myself so the meaning of the prayer, so that helps, that kind of ease my heart, It's based on my tiny experience, it's very possible that you could develop some sort of, not at the beginning, when time goes by, when you analyze and think again, for sake of your own happiness, it's very possible that you could develop some kind of positive mindset towards the person that harm you. It's very possible. It is very possible. Based on my tiny, tiny experience, it's very possible over time, not at the beginning, over time, beginning is so fresh, and over time, when time passes, by then you reflect, you are thinking, sake of your own peace of mind, it's very possible that you could develop some level of positive thought towards person who kind of harms you. Yeah, possible, very possible. So therefore, bodhicitta is possible. Okay, very possible. So that's the meaning of the mantra. So now, 4 minutes left. So then there's one question. This is also big questions, huge. How can I help my family overcome fear of my death and their death? Oh. There's a great yogi, Milarepa. Some of you probably heard Milarepa. Milarepa was also scared of death. He ran away on the mountains. But I'm not suggesting you to run away in the mountain. Okay, so I'm just quoting what he said. Now, Chiveji relatives, so because of fear of death, he ran away. How you say? To the mountain? Okay, he ran away to the mountain. Now, Chie Jin Rilatu. Namji Chame Gom Gombe, so Namji Chame Gom Gombe. So then, it's very interesting, but it's not very popular in the West. So what he said the next line, then he, because of fear of death, he ran away to the mountains. Then what he did on the mountains, he said, he's been contemplating, he's been thinking about untimely death all the time. That doesn't sound very good in the West, does it? Huh? You don't think about that. In the end, we are all mortal. We are not immortal. Right? We are all mortal. Whether we consciously remember that or not, that's the fundamental reality. Nobody's immortal. Everybody's mortal. Mortal? That self-realization is badly needed in order to overcome from the fear of death. So that's what Milarepa did. So I'm just quoting. When fear of death ran towards mountains, then contemplating every daily basis, thinking about death is definite, time of death is uncertainty. That's what his second one, time of death is uncertainty. He's reflecting on that again. Namji Chamya, Gom Gom Bes. Then he realized the true nature of mind. He realized the true nature of mind. So then he said, now I have no fear of death. That's what Milarepa said. So then think about that. True nature of mind. So then after that he realized true nature of mind. So then he said, now even the death comes, he has nothing to worry about. So then other than that, of course, you know, like the fear is caused by attachment. If there's no attachment, there will be no fear. You know, so the fear is caused by attachment. I have also, like, some long time ago, I also afraid of ghost. I'm afraid of ghost. Ghost? But most American people are not afraid of ghosts because you don't believe in ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts? No. When I'm sleeping in room by myself, you know, so then I'm become very mindful. I'm fully alert, mindful. Then I realize every single sound. Then, you know, kind of like every single sound, then I project on every single sound, then I create my own ghost. I create based on the sound, then I create a figure, I create a form approaching towards my bedroom door, all of that. So I've been kind of struggling, then I've been thinking, you know, like, no choice. You know, so who's going to show up middle of the night in your house to help you? There's nobody. So it's just yourself. So that the way I overcome from that fear of that, you know, what is the fear? Do you have the same experience? Do you have same experience?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to admit. Yeah. So so it kind of relief, kind of give me some relief. So then, you know, that all kind of you do it. Maybe you close the door. If there's real ghost, closing door doesn't help. So do that, you know. So then I say, okay, I'm not going to close my door. I just purposely open my door, trying to tackle that fear. That, you know, like, yeah, still back in my mind, thinking about the door. It's open. So then Don says all drugs, all the lights turn up, and all kind of things that comes up in your mind trying to, you know, create. So then eventually I said, okay, I'm going to die anyway. If you want to eat me now, just go ahead and eat. No, it doesn't matter. So now, no fear. Honestly, no fear. You know, like, whether you come or not come, I'm going to die anyway. So it's only a matter of time. You know, so that is attachment. So when you think about death, it kind of loosens up because you are grieving. You have a grabbing, clinking so tightly on this life. That creates fears. We need to loosen up. We need to loosen up a little bit. Easy to say, but it's not hard to do. It requires daily reflections. So, if you live your life well, there's nothing to worry about. Death. There's nothing to worry about death. His Holiness Dalai Lama said, a lot of masters said in their books, there's nothing to worry about. If you live your life well, there's nothing to worry about. It's like, you know, it happened. So now that's why the fundamental question is, is this the first time I become breathing, living being? No. According to Buddhism, no. We've been died many, many times. Many, many times we've been died. It's not like this first time happening. It happened many times. So, it's just, you know, it's not really dying. It's just moving on. It's just like, you know, you rent this apartment, then you trying to change your job, then you move somewhere else, then you rent another house. It's like almost like this is just body. So that you're just leaving this behind. That's all. It's not like that you are totally going to disappear. You know, so. So if you live your life well, so then, you know, so the main things like fear, all my friends here, fear, please analyze, contemplate, analyze, what is the cause of fear? It's attachment. Is there two? It's attachment. For object? Anything, for object, for glass, for cup, for anything, for this attachment. Less attachment, that means you are more flexible. If you become so attached, then you become so uptight. That makes you vulnerable. Not venerable, vulnerable. Makes you vulnerable. Whatever. Young people say, whatever. Whatever. now time is way over, so sorry. So this is important probably. Please think about, okay, maybe next Sunday we'll discuss and please you share your own knowledge. How to tackle this fear of your death, how is the family worry about your death, and you worry about their death. Shanti Deva said, if there's something that you can do while you worry, then you should do. If there's nothing you can do, then why you worry? There's nothing can be done. The Shanti Deva said, you know, when around 8th century, this book has been written. Kaldechus, you are not telling me. If there's something you can do while you worry, then just do it. Try to solve. If there's nothing you can do, then why you worry? It doesn't do any good. That's Shanti Deva said. So please, next Sunday, please you think about this. think and your knowledge, please share how to help this person who is asking these questions, maybe asking this question for the broader audience. So maybe please help this. So then maybe talk about next Sunday, we'll discuss, okay, maybe we divide into groups, so then we'll discuss about what is the cause to develop love. Is that important part of our life, our happiness? Do we need love? Do you believe that you have love, your life will be better? Do you really believe that? If the answer is yes, then how to develop love? Do you believe that love produces compassion? Compassion produces joy? Do you believe that? Is this important part? Is this a vital part of our happy life? If you believe that, so then we need to discuss how to develop those qualities. Those qualities, okay? So next Sunday, we say the prayer, and after that we divide into group, so then we discuss. But after the prayer, so then please, if you can share some of your own ideas how to overcome from fear of death, please do. So then after that we divide into group, so then we discuss about importance of love, what is the cause to develop love, importance of compassion, how to develop that, and what is the result of practicing compassion? Is joy? What? So we discuss that, okay? Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
In the Go Prayer Book, let's recite the praises to the 21 Taras, as advised by Lama Zopa Rinpoche. And if you have the white binder, it's on the green colored pages. Praises to the 21 Taras. 191.
After that, we have like tea.
Yes.
Yeah, then please enjoy tea and then, yeah.
From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter tongue, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, swift heroic, I sight lightning instantaneous, from foam opening stamens of the lotus, three rooster bone lotus, homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with vibrates resplendent as a 1,000 star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, water born in Hannah. Adorn it, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, triumph without limit, relied on by conquerors' children, having reached every perfection, homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to drop off the beat, having worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamar, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, or Gandavas, Yakshas, homage with her chit and his sound, disjoint cosmetic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion, she was found in lotus visit, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light beam masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of full laughing with Dutara, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon all her guardians assembled, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments no shine, Amitabha in her hair knot, standing out for sight eternal, homage she with feet the blaze like eon dending fire abiding, rush that flippant joy surround you, tubes of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage happy versus peaceful, she whose fielders feast nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of a great evil, homage she with with joy surround, sharing both bodies of sun. We did home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to Ray with 6 letters. Of the shape of syllable, Papa stamping shakes his 3 rules, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand, the Hamek moon of devil leg form, with spice spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poise. Homage to whom gods and their kings in the Kinnerets do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels your dreams and conflicts. Homage to whose 2 eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the pure contagion. Homage full of liberating. Powered by the set of free natures, dressed as souls of spirits, yakshas, and raised corpus supreme ture. These praises with true mantras and prostrations of Star 21. I'll turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefit. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And now turn to page 246 and 247, a sweetheart dedication from Master Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Mm-hmm. 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find fruits. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then on page 244 and 245, the short long life prayers. Start with the one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until the samsara ends. Then the opposite page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until the samsara ends. And on the other side, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the 3 jewels, Savior, myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Now 7 green Tara mantras for Geshe and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much.